could we talk a bit about the NCAA Wrestling Championship? Did you see the seeding that came out? I'm confused. I don't know about you. I'm confused. I'm not going to sit here and say that I follow wrestling in such a way where I know what everybody is doing across the country and I can dissect it the way I can dissect a college basketball game or a college basketball situation. And look, even now, I mean, I can't tell you in a million years what the committee is thinking right now. All right, so I can't tell you that. All right, as much as I think I know about that, I don't know what they're thinking. That's their deal. But the NCAA wrestling thing, can somebody explain to me why Aaron Brooks is the third seed? I mean, seriously. I sit there and I saw that come out. I'm reading this last night. I think, what am I missing here? Am I missing something along the way? Max Dean, I could see, you know, obviously, as a, you're talking about a defending national champion, but has had, you know, a couple of ups and downs, including the Big Ten tournament where he did not win. He lost in the final. I mean, Brooks lost a match early in the season. So what? He's the two-time national champion, you're telling me? So Penn State, of course, as we had told you last week, was not going to have anybody at 125, and it played out that way. Now, Roman Bravo Young is the number one seed at 133. He's going to get the winner of McGuire Midkiff of North Dakota State and Jack Maeda of American. And Roman Bravo Young is justifiably the one. At 141, Bo Bartlett, who finished third at the Big Tens, is the number six seed. He's going to open up at 141 with Shannon Hanna of Campbell, who's the 27th seeded wrestler. Shane Van Ness is at 149. He's seeded 13th, so he'll get Johnny Lovett of Central Michigan, the number 20 wrestler, at 149. Levi Haynes comes in as the number two seed at 157, so great for him. After winning the Big Ten title, he will get the 31st-seeded Ashton Eiler of Lock Haven. At 165, Alex Facundo of Penn State is seeded 13th. That's about right. 20th, Holden Heller of Pitt. That's who he'll get in the opening round. Carter Storace, justifiably, is the number one seed at 174 pounds. And he will get a bye and then face the winner of John Worthing of Clarion against Will Miller of Appalachian State. Then we get to the, are we sure about this? Aaron Brooks is number three at 184. Really? That one took me aback. I thought, yes, did he lose early in the season? Yeah, but to me, I don't care what happens. Two-time defending national champ, hasn't lost since. He's the number one seed in the country, but he's third. Matthew Waddell of Chattanooga will be his opening bout at 184, but I found that to be baffling from 10,000 feet. Max Dean is the number nine seed at 197. He'll get number 24, Levi Hopkins of Campbell, to open up with. And then Greg Kirkfleet is number 3 at 285, and he will get the 30th-seeded Hayden Kopass of Purdue. That was... I was kind of taken aback that Brooks was seeded 3rd. But you know what? You just wrestle who's in front of you. And so that, you know, being a third seed, or in Dean's case, a nine seed, you know what? You just wrestle who's in front of you. I'll say this, Dean being a nine would put him into eventually a 9-8 matchup, which means then the next one's against the one. So, I mean, that is part of it. And Brooks being a three means that he would not see the one until the championship. because he'd be on the other side of the bracket till then. Look, you just wrestle who's in front of you. But I just felt, looked at it, went, you are, really? Are you kidding me? I was just really surprised, especially the one about Brooks. And I'm not so sure Dean seated correctly either. He probably ought to be a six. But nine? Okay. All right. But that's next week in Tulsa.